Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Montessori from the Start, The Child at Home. From Birth to Age 3 is a practical Montessori parenting guide by Paula Polk Lillard and Lynn Lillard Jessen. Focused on infancy and toddlerhood rather than classroom education, the book translates Maria Montessori principles into domestic routines, arguing that education begins at birth because the first 3 years are a decisive period for movement. Language, independence, sensory exploration, and personality formation. Its purpose is not to accelerate academic learning, but to help parents prepare a home environment that respects the natural developmental drives of babies and toddlers. The authors explain how everyday matters such as sleeping, feeding, movement, play materials, toileting, and communication can be shaped by observation, order, freedom within limits, and respect for the child as an active learner. The book occupies a specific place in Montessori literature, because it addresses the period before preschool, when parents are the primary designers of the learning environment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the prepared home environment as the foundation for early independence. A central topic in Montessori from the start is the prepared environment, adapted from Montessori classrooms to the family home. For infants and toddlers, preparation does not mean filling the home with elaborate educational products. It means arranging space so the child can move, reach, observe, and participate with as little unnecessary adult interference as possible. The book emphasizes low, accessible furniture, orderly placement of materials, safe opportunities for exploration, and a physical setting that fits the scale and abilities of a very young child. This matters because Montessori theory treats independence as something built through repeated successful action. A child who can see clothing, reach a cup, crawl to a movement area, or choose from a limited set of materials encounters the home as a place of meaningful participation rather than passive care. The prepared environment also changes the role of the parent. Instead of constantly entertaining or correcting the child, the adult studies the environment and removes obstacles. The result is a practical method for reducing conflict while increasing competence, because many struggles in early childhood come from spaces designed only for adults. Secondly, observation before intervention in infant and toddler development, the book presents observation as one of the most important parental disciplines in Montessori practice. Rather than assuming that every cry, hesitation, or exploratory movement requires immediate direction, parents are encouraged to watch carefully and distinguish genuine need from normal effort. This idea is especially significant from birth to age 3 because development is rapid, uneven, and often invisible until a new ability suddenly appears. Observation helps parents notice emerging capacities in movement, grasping, attention, speech, self-care, and social response. It also prevents adults from substituting their own pace for the pace of the child. In practical terms, this means allowing time for a baby to try reaching, rolling, crawling, feeding, or manipulating objects before stepping in. The reasoning is not neglectful independence, but respect for concentration and self-construction. When adults intervene too quickly, the child may lose the chance to coordinate body, attention, and intention. By placing observation before correction or assistance, the authors give parents a method for making daily decisions that are responsive rather than reactive. Movement and hand use as early forms of intelligence. Montessori from the start gives special attention to movement, particularly the development of gross motor control and fine motor skill. In the Montessori view, movement is not separate from cognition. The baby learns through the body, using the senses, hands, balance, and repeated physical effort to understand the world. The book therefore favors environments and materials that support free movement, rather than prolonged confinement in devices that restrict natural activity. For toddlers, practical actions such as carrying, pouring, washing, dressing, and placing objects are treated as meaningful developmental work. But these activities refine coordination, strengthen attention, and connect the child with ordinary life. The authors also discuss the importance of selecting materials that match developmental readiness. A toy or tool that is too complex may frustrate, while one that is too simple may not invite sustained effort. The focus is on purposeful manipulation rather than stimulation for its own sake. This topic differentiates the book from many general parenting guides because it interprets early physical activity as the beginning of disciplined intelligence, not merely exercise or play. Fourthly, everyday routines as practical life education. A distinctive feature of the book is its treatment of ordinary care routines as educational moments. As feeding, sleeping, dressing, toileting, cleaning, and transitions are not presented only as management problems to be solved quickly. They are opportunities to introduce order, language, cooperation, and gradual self-mastery. In Montessori practice, practical life activities are valuable because they connect a child with real human purposes. a toddler who helps wipe a spill, put away shoes, carry a small object, or participate in dressing experiences belonging and competence. The book applies this logic to the home by encouraging parents to slow routines enough for the child to take part when developmentally ready. This approach also explains the Montessori preference for real tools scaled to the child rather than purely pretend substitutes. The goal is not adult-level performance, but meaningful participation in family life. The reasoning is concrete self-care and household participation. Build coordination, sequencing, vocabulary, patience, and confidence. By reframing care as collaboration, the authors give parents a way to support independence without turning daily life into formal lessons. Lastly, freedom within limits as the basis of early self-discipline. The book does not portray Montessori parenting as permissive. Its model of freedom depends on limits that are clear, consistent, and suited to the developmental stage of the child. From birth to age 3, children need room to explore, but they also need order, safety, predictable routines, and calm adult authority. The authors connect this balance to the gradual development of will. A very young child cannot be expected to reason like an older child, but can begin to experience boundaries through repeated patterns in the environment and through respectful adult guidance. Limiting the number of choices, arranging materials carefully, and maintaining consistent expectations all support the child in acting with increasing control. This concept is important because independence without structure can produce confusion, while structure without freedom can suppress initiative. Montessori from the start seeks a middle path. The child is trusted to act, but the adult prepares conditions that make constructive action possible. In this way, discipline is not primarily punishment or reward, it is the slow formation of internal order through purposeful activity and reliable boundaries. In conclusion, Montessori from the start is best suited for expectant parents, parents of infants and toddlers, caregivers, and early childhood educators who want a detailed Montessori framework for the years before preschool. Its practical benefit is that it turns broad principles such as respect, independence, and observation into concrete decisions about room arrangement, movement opportunities, materials, communication, self-care, and family routines. Intellectually, the book helps readers understand why Montessori education begins before formal schooling. The infant is already constructing coordination, language, attention, and personality through interaction with the environment. Compared with broader Montessori introductions, this book stands out because it concentrates on birth to age 3, a period often treated lightly in education books or reduced to health and behavior management. Compared with general baby care guides, it is more philosophical and developmental, asking what kind of environment allows the child to become increasingly capable. Its limitations are also part of its identity. Readers looking for a quick troubleshooting manual or a highly flexible, eclectic parenting style may find the Montessori commitments demanding. However, for readers seeking a coherent approach to early home life, the book remains notable for combining theory, household practicality, and a respectful view of the youngest child. If you would like to support Paula Polk Lillard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.